So I promised I wouldn't play the song, but I will quote lyrics. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eye. That's right, folks. This never-ending primary season has taken us on a road trip around America, visiting states in the political spotlight. Today, West Virginia. Who is West Virginia? Some facts about the Mountain State. It has the highest average altitude east of the Mississippi. Its country roads, indeed, will always take you home. It is the best state ever, according to BPP producer and West Virginia native Ian Chillog. There's amazing whitewater rafting there. Oh, and I learned the hard way that no one who lives in West Virginia actually calls it West Virginia. My apologies. Just FYI, much more acceptable, I've been told, is West by God, Virginia. However you say it, this state has 39 delegates up for grabs, and its primary is Tuesday. To find out more about just who this West Virginia is, we're joined on the line now by Robert Rupp, who teaches political science at West Virginia Wesleyan College. Hi, Robert.
Hey, hello. Good morning, and welcome to the Mountain State.
Well, thanks for having us. Hey, give us the answer to the big meta question, the demographic rundown. Who are West Virginians?
West Virginians are the prototype of Appalachia. In fact, I think they've now just made a subgroup of a minority group of Appalachian Americans.
And who are the Appalachians?
They're good people. They're mountaineers. They're overwhelmingly white. And in terms of education, they have a lower education profile, a lower income, and they have plenty of pride and belief in family.
So if I were to be hiking through the Appalachian Range or even on the streets of Charleston in a more urban setting, and I just stopped at random and asked people ahead of this primary what issues are most important to them, what do you think their likely responses would be?
They're going to say economy, 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 as would any poor state. Ironically, though, West Virginia is counter-cyclical. In the 1970s was a very good decade because of the energy crisis, and now now we're in a better situation because we're a coal state in an energy crisis. But its key is the economy, and I think what's important here is the word jobs, because in West Virginia, you're not only talking about a job for yourself, you're talking about a job that's going to keep your family, your kids in the state rather than going to North Carolina or someplace else. So,
is that a problem, Robert? Are a lot of younger generations, younger people leaving the state?
Yes, there's a very strong out-migration because we don't have the jobs for our kids. And the other thing, too, which you may not realize, we have one of the highest commuting rates of a state east of the Mississippi, and the reason is because there aren't any jobs in the area, but we want to stay with our families, so we get in the car and, you know, drive an hour and a half, because that, you know, in that county, there's a job for us.
So you care about oil prices?
Yes.
Now, you wrote an op-ed recently breaking down the West Virginia primary called Clinton, Obama, and the Four Fs. I thought this was really interesting. Explain, what are the Four Fs?
Yeah, the Four Fs I first heard when Kennedy came here. They tried to explain the political landscape of West Virginia, and they broke it down to the Four Fs: food, flag, family, and faith. Food is basically jobs, you know, what can do for the economy. And an interesting story is that when Kennedy was down in Logan County, no one would introduce him because he was a Catholic and they thought he might be a liability. So the announcer got up and said, "Boys," he said, "it's better to eat fish on Friday and have meat 6 days a week." Now, my students don't understand that because they weren't alive when the Catholics ate fish on Friday. Mm-hmm. But do you see the point of the introduction? Don't let the man's faith put you off, because he's going to bring you jobs, food. The second F is flag. We have more American legions and VFW posts than we do high school. A very large percentage of our youth serve in the military, so the military service is very important. And the third F is family. We're very family oriented, and you'd be wise if you're campaigning to bring your family down here. And it's not by accident that Bill and Chelsea have been here at least four different times. And the fourth F is faith. We're libertarian, but in instinct default, but religion does play a key role and should be addressed.
So, Robert, based on those that breakdown, food, flag, family, and faith, which of the four F's most distinguishes or draws the most severe or distinctive line between Clinton and Obama in West Virginia?
Well, Hillary is basically read this op-ed before it was written. Because you have down here someone who initially would not fit in this state, right? You're having someone raised in the suburbs, went to Ivy League, millionaire, and also a woman in a state that has only one woman that's been reelected to statewide office. So she kind of remade. So she constantly gives those concrete proposals, about jobs and food.
And she's kind of recrafted herself in the wake of Pennsylvania.
I think this is the story of the campaign, and it was up to Obama and Hillary who was going to reintroduce themselves, and she has done this. Right now, she has tried to become John Edwards and is doing a good job of it in the last weeks on the stump. She is one of those. In fact, there's even the Hillary campaign has put out a pro-gun, or at least attacking Obama on guns. Who would have thunk it 10 years ago that Hillary would adopt this kind of populist, I'm one of you, one of the boys, attitude?
So, Robert, last question. Is this Hillary's state to lose?
Yes. Out of all the states, this is Clinton country. And not only that, and they've been coming here because I think they want to bump it up. They not only want to win this, they want to win this by 20-25%.
Well, we will wait till Tuesday to find out what happens in the great state of West Virginia. Robert Rupp is a professor of political science at West Virginia Wesleyan College. Hey, Robert, thanks very much. We appreciate your time.
Listen, take care.
You too.
West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still, in the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to the hills, the place that I call home. It's been years now since I lived there. And this city laughs about God the best of me.
Not, in fact, the vocal stylings of Hillary Clinton. That is Hazel Dickens. And coming up, Daniel Holloway is on the line with the weekend's new movie releases. And later in the show, the new BPP Book Club selection. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
West Virginia's where I belong.